This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Testing. How are we doing? Are you feeling well? If not, perhaps you've come to the right place. Well, I've come to the right place. How about we work on your health and well-being as a general pursuit? All of us like to know that we have a doctor we can trust, and here's a man you can. Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins me. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health with a focus on all the research that's being done. Ken prides himself and does such a great job at understanding all these things that are published every week in the journals with things that most people, when they read them, what is this all about? So Ken boils it all down so we can understand. He's a cardiologist practicing at Lake Cardiology down in Mondora, Florida. You can go down and see him any old time. He's there morning, noon, and night. Just drop in someday and say, hey, Ken, I got this ache and this pain in my heart over here. Okay, what can we do to fix it up? All right, so let's talk, as long as we are in this whole area of cardiology as Ken's specialty, let's get with some of the important heart news, because I know you study that with great abandon. The heart attack risk, if you're an e-cigarette user, no matter what your age, Ken, do people need to be listening? Does it make a difference what the age factor is here?
This doesn't matter whether you're 0 or 110. Yeah. This is a very important study. This comes out of where I trained as a cardiologist in the University of California, San Francisco. Right. Excellent study published this week in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. You're always asking me about the safety of these e-cigarettes, and I think this is important answer regarding that question. So if e-cigarette users vape every day, Doug, the results of this big study is they nearly double the risk of having a heart attack.
Also, what's in this stuff that makes you so vulnerable?
This study doesn't get down to that detail. You know, that's for future research. This is just looking at its ultimate effect on people. And it must be something in it, and stay tuned, and they're working on it furiously, I know, but it's not yet been all uncovered. But what's also important is that the dual use of e-cigarettes and conventional cigarettes appears to be more dangerous than using either product alone. It increases the odds of a heart attack by 4.6 times. So they compound. It's not 1 in 1 is 2. 1 in 1 is 5. So these things are not a good alternative to stopping cigarettes. And, you know, the advertisement of these things to youngsters is just not a very
good idea. Well, how are they being are they advertising through sources that
in the
would
stores,
normally
walk into the stores, you see billboards for these things.
Wow. So, and what do you suppose a parent thinks if he or she sees one of their children, first of all, smoking? What
well,
a parents
when
think
these
about?
Came out initially, there was a thought that this might be a safe alternative or bridge to getting off the cigarettes.
Right. Yeah.
But I think what we've learned is they're not. And so initial
so
impressions
die hard.
So how
do we get over a bill of goods? Here's this whole business about testing and the FDA. You can't do this and you can't do that without proper testing. So these things were tested. Is this not?
I don't think, well, these are not prescription drugs, so the FDA really doesn't have a big role in this.
Huh. Well, they get themselves in all kinds of other, they mess around with all kinds of other things. Why don't they mess around in this area, one would wonder?
You'll have to call your senator.
Yeah. And I get no response, thank you very much, from Pocahontas. No, she's not going to be calling me back. All right, next up. high blood pressure. There is something here that is fishy about the research that suggests that you would have higher blood pressure if you are cooler. I don't get that at all.
Well, let's...
I would think it would be the other way around. All this heat that we're experiencing on the East Coast, like where I am today,
let me put this in perspective.
We have 104 degrees, the combined heat and the humidity. Wow.
Let me put this in perspective, because this is not discussing outdoor temperature, which you're entirely correct about. This study, published this week in the medical journal Hypertension, Doug, deals with indoor temperature. So what they discovered is that cool indoor temperatures have been tied to high blood pressure, and it appears that in winter, homes should be kept above 70 degrees to help lower blood pressure.
So I keep my bedroom, well, I'm not here that much in the wintertime, but when I am home on the farm, I usually keep things about 64. You're telling me that's bad for me?
That
I always thought sleeping in cool was supposed to be better for you.
Well, the results of this study is that your blood pressure would be even lower, you're blessed with good blood pressure, but your blood pressure for those who are on the borderline, and there are many, or have high blood pressure, you just want to make sure that house, and again, this is individualized care. Medicine needs to be individualized.
Well, that's
you don't
it.
Have a blood pressure issue, Doug, but there are so many people, 80% of Americans eventually have a blood pressure issue. You want to... you're going to do all the things, avoid salt, stress, get down to ideal body weight, get into an exercise program when the doctor tells you, limit alcohol. And the one other thing you want to think about in the winter is make sure the temperature inside the house is above 70.
I'm not buying this. I'll argue this one.
No, but this is not you. This is for people who have high blood pressure.
But I think people don't sleep well in 70-degree temperature. I don't think it's good for their bodies. From everything I've heard before, the cooler it is, the better it is. You rest better.
All right.
If it's hot in a room, you sweat.
70s for most is not very hot. You know, 74, 75.
What's the temperature of your bedroom?
In which season?
Now.
I'm okay. I keep it at 76, 77 in the
but
summer.
But air conditioned air.
Yeah, 77.
Down there. Yeah. In the wintertime, what's the temperature?
73.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, glad I don't sleep with you. All right.
That wouldn't be fun.
For a lot of reasons. I don't believe I just said that. Okay, next. Here we go with another heart focus. This is about the time of year. This is this week and Christmas week and 4th of July week are the most vacation weeks during the year. Good for your heart, apparently, yeah?
Exactly. There's been a lot of front page news this week about the heart because annually there's a big meeting in Europe called the European Society of Cardiology annual meeting. This week it took place in Munich. So if you've been enjoying a lot of time off this summer, all that vacationing might lengthen your life, according to this report. In men at higher than average risk for heart disease, who were counseled about living a healthy heart lifestyle, those who took only 3 weeks or less of vacation time each year, they were 37% more likely to die compared to those who took more than 3 weeks off a year. This is all about the value of stress reduction when you're at risk for heart disease. So again, these were people who were on the front end at moderate to high risk of having a heart attack. They had risk factors, high blood pressure, cholesterol, they were overweight, smokers, a family history, and then they were counseled on getting the blood pressure, the blood sugar, the cholesterol, the weight down. And then those who took a lot more vacation, more than 3 weeks, lived longer than those who took less than 3 weeks. And again, I think this is all about stress reduction and how we're learning how important lowering mental stress is for keeping you on planet Earth the longest.
One of the things that the Europeans are known for is the lack of work.
They love to vacation, yes.
The French only work 32 hours a week, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
Germans,
in Scandinavia, in some of the Scandinavian countries, it's outlawed to work more than 40 hours a week.
Yeah, right. So, in this circumstance, I mean, I just started taking vacations. For 30 years, I didn't take a vacation. I didn't think I needed it because there was such variety in what I did in my life, and that's still the case. But this This year will mark the third year I take a week or 10 days off
but
to go
again,
on
you
a retreat.
Don't, you personally, Doug, do not fit in this study because these are men who were on the front end at high risk of heart disease.
Yeah. Right.
And you don't have all those risk
I'm
factors.
I'm not there. Right. All right. In a moment.
So get back to work.
Yes. All right. So I want to talk with you in a minute about aspirin. There's more conflicting information on aspirins that I want to get to with you.
And we're going to untangle that conflict.
All right. In a moment. 16 past the hour. Good day. Health Dr. Ken, Dr. Doug. We've both been on the radio for a long time. We have a very interesting relationship with our audience in that people listen to what we talk about and they take note of it. Thus, people ask me to talk about certain products. And the product in focus right now is Power Swabs. The Power Swabs work in 5 minutes. No messy strips or trays. Ken and I have talked about this product for off and on for years. If you drink a lot of coffee, tea, red wine, not good for you. Well, I guess coffee's all right for you. These, I guess all those are good for you, in a manner of speaking, but not good for your teeth, because they stain your teeth. So if you want to get rid of the stains, best thing to do is to use Power Swabs. And the best way to get the Power Swabs is to call 800-208-1797 and to tell them you heard about it from Doug Steffen. Power Swabs, 5 minutes. It's really pretty interesting. You take a tube, they send you five tubes, you snap the tube, you take the swab out, it's Q-tip, it has this patented natural tooth detergent and whitening agent, put it on, removes the stains, and starts your teeth looking better. In 5-6 minutes, you'll look a whole lot better, and you'll feel different. You can look at your smile and say, wow, that's good, that's nice, I'm not ashamed for people to see my teeth anymore. So you want to work on cleaning up safely your teeth in 5 minutes, get rid of the stains with Power Swabs. Power Swabs works also on natural teeth, caps, veneers, that sort of thing. So try it by calling 800-208-1797. I do that slowly because people say I talk too quickly and they don't get the number. 800-208-1797 for cleaner teeth with Power Swabs.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Myers. Ohio truck company Workhorse are planning to beat Tesla to market with an all-electric pickup truck. A plug-in hybrid pickup will come to market next year, and now the company says the battery technology has developed to a point that a fully electric model is commercially feasible. If Workhorse produce an all-electric model, it would likely have a range of around 200 miles per charge and likely be priced around $52,000. The plug-in hybrid model will be good for 80 miles on electricity alone. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
I'm David Hall. founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Get back to our Good Day Health Overview. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen, going through all of the research that Ken has done this past week to help him in his practice and also to help you understand what's going on. He's a cardiologist, so a lot of specialty focus on hearts and heart disease and stuff. So I'm really bewildered by this. Some study out this week suggests that aspirins don't reduce the risk of a first heart attack. What the hell? We've been told for years, decades, take an aspirin, because it'll help you not only after, but before. So why now the change?
Okay, well, there's no change. This is a little confusing. Again, grabbing headlines, reading the newspaper can be confusing. So let me untangle this. There's what we call in cardiology primary prevention versus secondary prevention. Not to get too deep into the weeds, but you have to break it down whether we're trying to prevent the first heart attack and stroke or the second or more heart attack and stroke. And we know without any doubt, if you've already had a heart attack or stroke, that taking just a low dose, a baby 81 milligram single dose of aspirin per day prevents the second heart attack or stroke. That's where there's no controversy. But where there has been controversy is whether it's helpful to take daily aspirin to prevent the first episode, the first stroke, the first heart attack.
Yeah.
And that's what this particular report in Munich, Germany, the European Society of Cardiology this week reported on primary prevention, preventing the first. But things have changed since decades ago when we first started talking about this, because now so many people, even though you don't particularly a fan of them, Doug, are on statins. So many people who have yet to have their first heart attack or stroke are on statin drugs, and statin drugs are remarkably effective at preventing the first heart attack or stroke. And I think the reason why they didn't see a lot of benefit in this study was because so many of the patients are already on statins. And that's why results change, because you're dealing with people change, and what we do for them changes. And the other important thing is you have to look at individuals. You have to deal with this not in the whole population, because in the whole population, the risk of the baby aspirin, and there is some of bleeding in the stomach or intestines, outweighed the benefit of primary prevention. But that's looking at the whole population. You know, medicine is personal. It deals with one doctor and one patient. So you have to individualize this. So you have to look at each person. So someone like you, who doesn't have a lot of risk factors for heart disease, you know, we might not use that aspirin to prevent the first one, although you're not on a statin, so that has to be figured in also. But the person who has a ton of risk factors, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, a lot of stress, they're obese, they're smokers, family history, they're high cholesterol, and they haven't had a heart attack, and they may even, you know, they may even have some coronary disease or maybe not, but nevertheless, they have all these risk factors, and that's what's important. I may want to put that person on a single baby aspirin a day and very carefully watch their GI tract, because that's the person who will get some benefit. So you have to interpret this report. It's a population study looking at all different risk factor profiles, and you can't use it to individualize and make a generalized comment. You have to individualize the care for each patient.
All right. Well, but I think sometimes when people see this sort of thing, they are misled.
Oh, yeah. Reading the front page of the newspaper and taking that to use for your own care, or going to Dr. Google, you can kill yourself.
Dr. Google. That's not like listening to Dr. Doug. Google doesn't have a license either, though, by the way. But they have lots of, they have a lot of info.
But don't pull your own teeth. This is complicated stuff.
Alcohol consumption is our next focus when we continue with Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen.
Right this moment, there are millions of dogs in shelters, many of whom will never be adopted. There are also thousands of veterans in need of a service or comfort animal, many of whom will never get one. America loses 20 veterans a day to suicide, but it doesn't have to be this way. The Wounded Paw Project adopts and trains shelter dogs to help our nation's heroes. They save a paw to save a life. You can help by going to woundedpawproject.org to learn more. That's woundedpawproject.org.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fishline, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm as happy as a clam.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will be, quote, as happy as a clam, unquote. The Geico legal team cannot accurately verify clams even experience the complex human emotional state known as happiness. As an invertebrate mollusk living half submerged on the ocean floor with no arms, legs, or wireless access, what's there to be happy about? A clam's all like, oh, I'm so happy I didn't get turned into New England clam chowder today. Pronounced regionally as chowder. Chowder. Oh, that's so fun to say. What were we talking about again?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump holding a patriotic red, white, and blue rally in Evansville, Indiana. The flag-draped casket carrying John McCain arrives at Joint Base Andrews. Secretary of Defense James Mattis escorting wife Cindy McCain, the children of the late senator, also on the tarmac. Earlier in Arizona, a church service for the late Republican Senator, former Vice President, Democrat Joe Biden attending.
Good communities are built by thousands of small acts of decency that Americans, as I speak today, show each other every single day.
Biden saying,
bottom line was, I think John believed in us. I think he believed in the American people, not just all the preambles, the Constitution. He believed in the American people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Time for us to doctor up ourselves again, continuing in that vein with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who practices at Lake Cardiology down in Madura, Florida. Should you ever have the need, if you ever have an itch that needs to be scratched, you know what I mean, informationally, diagnostically, whatever, call Dr. Ken. Call his office, 352-735-1400, okay? That's the number for Ken Kronhaus at Lake Cardiology. He's got a large staff of people who are dedicated to, as a matter of fact, you don't have any men on your staff. They're all women, right? You're the only guy in the joint.
At the moment, there have been, but at the
have
moment,
there? I don't remember seeing. Oh, I remember you had a physician's assistant a few years
we've
ago.
We've had a number. Yeah. We've had some technicians.
But women are better at dealing with this stuff. I don't mean to sound sexist, but I think they're better at the kind of tasks that you have them doing than men in general. It's more, it's sweeter, kinder, nicer. I'm sure that's a sexist remark from the...
I'm not going to go near that one.
Hi, Dr. Ken, go near him. Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. Okay. So, alcohol consumption, and this is like the aspirin conversation we had a few minutes ago. It's up, down, sideways. Some days it's good to drink, have a glass of wine. Some days it's not, apparently, and it depends. So, we're back to that individual. That's why some of these carte blanche statements, if you look at the headline, oh, maybe I better not take any aspirin anymore. Oh, nope, can't drink any alcohol anymore. All right, so what's that story?
Hey, we're making progress. That's exactly right, Doug. Very, I'm impressed. And this is more...
You listen.
Exactly. This is more front page newspaper headlines that can make you go crazy if you don't get into some of the details. And this was published this week in a very respected Lancet medical journal. With moderate alcohol consumption, there appears to be decreased heart disease, but increased rates of cancer. That's the headline from this study, and they seem to offset, and the net result is that there's no benefit and maybe a little extra death from drinking alcohol. But this new Lancet study includes a meta-analysis of many other studies, rolling them into one, looking at all kinds of health conditions and all kinds of populations in 195 countries consuming all kinds of alcohol at various rates. So that makes this very complex data to interpret. The study found that one drink a day can be protective against diabetes and ischemic heart disease, but it also is associated with a higher rate of tuberculosis. But to put all this in perspective, let's do that. Even taken at the global scale, the harm associated with a single daily serving of alcohol was tiny, almost zero, so not everyone needs to worry. And I think only if you're going to drink occasionally, I think it's okay. The only person that really needs to worry is the person who has a high risk of cancer. You know, there's a cancer gene in their family. There's a lot of cancer because the alcohol at any level does a little bit increase the risk of cancer, but at a little level it does lower the risk of heart disease. And you have to know for you, individualized, which is going to be more important.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, a lot of conflicts. Know your body, know yourself, know your own health. And you got to answer, you're the person who knows, you're the person who benefits. Don't be waiting for Ken to, you know, it's not up to him. It's up to him to figure out how something may be going on in your body and what to do about it, but it's not up to him to...
The takeaway when you read this headline is that, yeah, you don't have to absolutely stop drinking immediately. You can occasionally, you know, in moderation, enjoy alcoholic beverage, but just do it not excessively.
All right. So there's that story. Nothing to excess. Let's talk about what happens. This coronary coronary. I forget what the CTA stands for. It's what it's the machine, right?
Oh, this is the CTA, the CT angiography of the heart. This was actually a non-invasive procedure that we pioneered in our practice back in 2004 after Johns Hopkins validated this as an effective, non-invasive way to image the circulation to the heart. And it has taken a bit of a while to get overwhelming acceptance of this procedure, but I think only Dr. Rip Van Winkle now has a problem with this procedure. And really, the news this week at the European Society of Cardiology was incredible validation of this procedure, because for a long time...
That you started.
Well, I don't want to take too much credit.
Why? You did it. Why? Take credit.
Well,
you did it. You started it.
Yes, it's nice to know when you were on the right track early on, and we clearly were. And this European Society of Cardiology large report this week finally gave the last bit of evidence that people need to finally be convinced of anything, and that's outlook, that you're actually lowering the risk of death and more what we call morbidity, future illness. And this study looked at outlook, prognosis, that actually using the CT angiography, the non-invasive way to image the coronaries, does in fact impact the future and lower the risk of future events and future illness. And it's just a really good procedure in the right person.
Well, when I was reading, or maybe reading between the lines or overinterpreting, this use of this process in this specific instance reduces the congenital heart disease problems that a youngster might have. Is this something that could be, when you got a hole in your heart, can you detect that using this process when the baby's in the womb, or you got to wait till the baby's born?
Well, let me make one other comment about what I was saying and then go on to it. There's a big debate about which should be the first procedure that should be used to diagnose coronary disease, and this European Society of Cardiology report came down highly in favor of going not distress testing, but to go into CT angiography first in the patient with stable symptoms suggestive of coronary disease. And that's going to be, that's an amazing statement, and the insurers are going to have to catch up to this, because most insurers approve this procedure, but only after a stress test. But that's it for another story. You're asking now about the use of this in congenital heart disease. The big use of CT angiography of the heart is in diagnosing congenital coronary artery disease. These are the kids who, incredibly sadly, on the athletic field suddenly drop dead, and it's usually due to either an overly thickened heart muscle, hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, or due to congenital coronary artery disease where the circulation is just put together during development, during embryology, incorrectly, and the vessels, the bigger vessels of the heart, crimp these circulation tubes bringing the blood to the heart. And this is hard to diagnose, and the CT angiography is especially effective for diagnosing congenital coronary artery disease.
All right, so good to know. Should you be tested for this if that's a problem in your family and you're worried about it being a problem with your offspring? If you have some problem with this historically in your family, should you be automatically doing this?
Well, there's few automatics, and this has to be, again, assessed on a case-by-case basis. Clearly, if there's a family history of this, you have to start thinking and talking to the immediate relatives of that individual, the children of that individual, and make a decision on an individual basis. But youngsters who are having symptoms suggestive of inadequate blood flow to the heart, especially if they want to think about participating in sports, those are definitely people that we have to think about whether we should look at. But this really has to be done on a case-by-case basis, because it does involve exposure to some radiation and contrast. So you have to really think this through, the risk of doing it versus the risk of not doing it for each individual.
All right, coming up, a discussion of some of the problems, sexual diseases that are cropping up around our country. We'll deal with that in a matter of moments. Dr. Ken is here. I'm Doug Steffen to tell you about Purity Products Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 krill oil for your joints. The bursa is supposed to lubricate all of your joints, your hips, your ankles, your knees, your arms, your elbows, whatever. And sometimes you want, as you get older, you run out. You need to supplement. That's where krill oil comes in. Really great for zoning in on your joint comfort. Cardiovascular needs addressed by having the omega-3s that are the mainstay of omega 50 plus with CoQ10. Then the CoQ10 gives you energy. All these things together, fabulous on their own. Imagine the wallop, the really good help you're going to get out of having them all at once. That's the form. Fish oil, krill oil, CoQ10 together in krill omega 50 plus with CoQ10. You get a free bottle now to test it out by calling Purity at 800-355-1493. Very good for your IQ too, having this stuff. It's good for your brain. It really is. 800-355-1493. 855-1493, as if you didn't believe me. I say it really is. It really is. And these people think that you're going to find that out. That's why they're offering you a free bottle of something that otherwise, I think, costs 40, 50 bucks. 800-355-1493. Call now to claim your free bottle of Omega, the Omega-3s that are in Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10, thanks to Purity Products, at 800-355-1493. It's free. Call now and get it. Pay a little shipping. That's the whole deal. So why not make your brain and everything else in your body work better? Crow, Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I can say it 100 times. Order it now. Experience it for yourself at 800-355-1493. It's free.
If you are a night owl, you may be more likely than early risers to develop serious health concerns. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. It may be that men who regularly stay up late face a higher risk of developing health problems like diabetes and sarcopenia, the gradual loss of muscle mass with aging. There's even worse news for women. Female night owls tended to have more belly fat and a higher risk of metabolic syndrome, which increases the risk of diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. We don't know exactly why this is, but nocturnal lifestyles can be associated with sleep disorders, and unusual eating times can affect the metabolism over the years. Some night owls smoke more and lead sedentary lives, which has a negative impact too. But here's the kicker. Even if you get as much sleep during the day as night sleepers, it doesn't undo the risk. So, night owls, even though you don't give a hoot about what morning people do, it may be time to conform.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Ender 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials what, for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
All right, one of the things that you might keep in mind if you don't get to all the information that we pass along every time we're together on the air live is the podcast of Good Day Health. The best way to stop smoking is the feature right now. If you go to gooddayhealthshow.com, you can listen to the podcast. They're all archived. Dr. Ken presents a new way. If you're understanding what goes on in your marriage and it's hostile, you should find out what goes on to your in your heart and your system. Also, there's news about bacteria in your mouth in this podcast and what it may do to your lungs. Do you know about phantom odor perception? There are new brain stimulation devices that can help with OCD and depression. That's all part of the current podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com. Benefits of breastfeeding, reducing your risk of stroke after menopause. A lot of bad news about e-cigarettes. We seem to have something there every week. So check it all out at GoodDayHealthShow.com, the weekly podcast from Dr. Ken. So the rates of syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia climbing in the U.S., they've been climbing the last 4 or 5 years. 2.5 million cases of these sexually transmitted diseases diagnosed last year. This is done all through sexual contact, right? You'd have thought people would be smart enough to avoid this. The problem is getting worse, though. Why, do you think?
I think people are doing less protective sex. I think that people are just using less condoms.
So it's pretty simple, right? I mean, women protecting themselves with oils and creams and that sort of thing doesn't do it.
This and I think also that there's just being less diagnosis, but either people not going to the doctors and regularly getting checked, or whether the doctor's not being aggressive enough to checking.
Why would that be, though? Why are they not under the circumstances?
Cost.
The cost of the patient?
Yeah, right, and then time for the doctor.
Uh-huh. So... All right. Well, protection seems to be the rule under the law, the common sense law, if you will. Common sense is what prevails here.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Now 53 past the hour, our focus on your health and well-being in a good way. Dr. Ken Kronhaus continues to serve us in that role, brought to us by Life Change Tea. So a lot of people are talking Ken. Ken, by the way, a noted cardiologist serving you and others through his clinic in Florida. So the reason that Senator McCain is not with us this week, as he was last week, is complex. Would you explain, please, what happened, whether this was a result of his exposure to the sun, or maybe some of the other things he was exposed to while he was in prison in Vietnam, or is it something else? What is this? I can't even pronounce it. What's it called?
Glioblastoma.
All right. So what's the story?
The glioblastoma, Doug, this is an aggressive type of cancer that can occur in the brain or spinal cord. Glioblastoma, it forms in cells that are called astrocytes that support nerve cells. And that's why it's so hard to treat, because it just meshes in with the rest of the real brain cells. And it's hard to just tweeze it out and selectively get rid of it, because it winds itself into these supportive cells, astrocytes, in the brain.
Very invasive, then.
Exactly, and very difficult to selectively get out without destroying the healthy brain cells. Glioblastomas, they can occur at any age, but tend to occur more often in older adults. It can cause worsening headaches, nausea, vomiting, and seizures. Glioblastoma can be very difficult to treat, and a cure is often not possible. Treatments, they may slow progression of the cancer and reduce signs and symptoms. The usual treatments are surgery, radiation therapy, and chemotherapy, the usual therapies for cancer. Immunotherapy is only experimental and not yet ready for prime time, but hopefully that's the future. Senator McCain, his course, was diagnosed with the disease in July of 2017 and succumbed to it 13 months later. The usual course is about 12 months. He got an extra month. The same type of cancer had previously taken the lives of Beau Biden, the son of former Vice President Joe Biden, in 2015, and Senator Edward Kennedy in 2009. Fortunately, this is not a terribly common disease. More than 12,000 new cases of the disease are diagnosed each year in America. It is a little surprising that so many senators are getting this, and I think if one more does, you're going to have an enormous...
You start wondering about the building that they're in down there.
Something. Yeah. But we're wondering about how to prevent this. We really don't know the risk factors for this. We really don't know how to prevent this horrible disease. More research is needed. And, you know, is there radiation exposure where they all are? Is there something? It certainly raises some concern.
Hmm. So in terms of whether some of the new therapy is usable, he would probably be, because of his notoriety, somebody who would get the best treatment.
Absolutely. And that points out, exactly, he got the cutting edge, best treatment Mayo Clinic could possibly offer, and he got only an extra month.
Yeah. I had a friend who died recently of a very insidious, invasive form of Hodgkin's lymphoma. And it really, or non-Hodgkin's, which is the more serious? I never can remember. It's non-Hodgkin's, I think, isn't it? That's
yes,
the most serious.
Exactly.
And he was on, because of his position in the state, he had access to treatment that only five or six other people were getting. And the good part was that it killed the cancer cells, but the bad part was they didn't know it because it hadn't been really tested enough. It killed the brain cells, and that's what killed him. His brain got eaten away, and he became...
You can't worry about this. Fortunately, 12,000 in how many millions of Americans there are. So this is very rare. And just live a healthy life and live a healthy lifestyle, and we'll talk more.
All right, your body's defense, your primary defense to keep yourself healthy is in your gut. If you're not taking care of your gut, then you're asking for it, more or less, because the food is so different today. It's not processed, or it used to be not processed, but now it is. Food used to be free of pesticides. Now it's not. Food used to be nourishing. Now it's not. So with all of these things that are getting literally stuck in your system, and if you're spending too much time in the bathroom trying to clean things out in the Oompa-Pa department, perhaps it's time for you to change over to Life Change Tea. Get on the bandwagon. Clean out your colon. Clean out your gut. Clean out your stomach. Go to GetTheTea.com and order this fabulous way to cleanse your body. Get rid of the intruders. Constipation, if you have digestional issues. Life Change Tea is all natural, all organic. All the teas are grown in America. So put it all together and do yourself a favor. GetTheTea.com is the website. Can't get it anywhere else. Clean out your liver, your kidneys. Everybody benefits on Get the Tea. GetTheTea.com. No fillers. Use the...
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.